KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky, 29 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 61. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, superintendent compensation is slightly higher in southwest Iowa than across the state on average, based on an analysis of the area districts' contracts with school chiefs. The Daily Nonpareil cites a report in the Cedar Rapids Gazette, which conducted an analysis of superintendent contracts from 314 school districts. The Gazette requested records from 336 school districts, with 93.5% responding. Analysis showed a median salary of $135,000 with 4 weeks of vacation on average, and a variety of benefits typical for a public school district's de facto CEOs, who manage multi-million-dollar budgets and employ up to thousands of people. The 271 superintendents whose compensation was reviewed are largely new to their districts, with nearly half on the job for fewer than 5 years and 12% finishing their first year at superintendent. Many superintendents are splitting their time between two districts or serve an additional role, such as a building principal, trends that are mirrored in southwest Iowa as well. Nonpareil conducted an analysis based on the Gazette's data plus additional reporting of the 29 public school districts in its coverage area in southwest Iowa, showing superintendent compensation is slightly higher than the average for the rest of the state, although Council Bluffs may throw off the comparison. The analysis shows across southwest Iowa, the average superintendent salary was about $142,000. Council Bluffs Superintendent Martha Bruckner has the largest paycheck, with an annual salary of $215,000, although her district is more than three times the nearest in terms of student enrollment. The second through fourth largest districts were also the second through fourth largest in terms of compensation, although Harlan pays about $12,300 more to Justin Wagner than Glenwood pays Devin Embry, even though Glenwood is considerably larger than Harlan. Fifth in terms of enrollment, Atlantic pays Michael Amstein wages that are more in the middle of the pack, despite being one of the area's fifth largest school districts. All three superintendents, Wagner, Embry, and Amstein, took over their school districts in 2010. Bruckner has been at the helm of Council Bluffs since 2007. On the other end of the salary table is Tony Weirs, the outgoing superintendent of Tri-Center, who's paid $122,000, the least in total of any of the area's full-time superintendents. Southwest Iowa is typical for the state in terms of women serving as superintendents: Bruckner, Deirdre Dries of Missouri Valley, and Carrie Nelson of Shenandoah. The Gazette found statewide the rate was about 15%. It's about 14% in the area. National statistics are either dated or unclear, but the superintendency of public school districts remains a male-dominated field, despite education generally being a female-dominated profession. Four area school district boards of education will hold their separate meetings this evening. The Griswold School Board meeting gets underway at 5:30 with a public hearing on the 2016-17 school year budget, followed by approval of the budget hearing during the new business portion of the agenda, which also includes action on the driver's education fee, operational sharing, activity conference, a target for budget cut reductions, the process for future facility plan, and the process for filling the superintendent vacancy at Griswold. The Griswold School Board will also hold a closed session prior to adjournment with regard to evaluation of the board secretary. In Oneida, the CAM School Board will meet at 6:30 this evening. Action items on their agenda include consideration of a request from the CAM Shooting Sports Club, the presentation of an opening offer to the CAM Education Association, setting the time and dates for public hearings on the 2016-17 school calendar and budget. The CAM School Board will also discuss capital projects before moving into an exempt session with regard to negotiations. In Elkhorn, the Exira EHK School Board meeting gets underway at 7 p.m. They'll recognize a donation to the school library and act on contracts for David Thompson, assistant high school football coach, Jeff Van Ert, special education driver, Christine Madsen, chaperone for the special ed vehicle, Brenda Hansen, library aide for 2016-17, and Barb Paulson, middle school paraeducator. The Exira EHK board will also act on approving a budget guarantee resolution to levy property tax for FY 2016-17 for the regular program budget adjustment as allowed under Iowa code. They'll also act on approving a trip to Washington, D.C. for April 7th through the 10th of next year, approving additional spectator restrooms for the football field in Exira, a two-phase process, and setting April 11th at 5 p.m. as the date and time for public hearings on the 2016-17 Exira EHK budget and school calendar. And in the Audubon School District, the Board of Education will meet at 7 p.m. to set the publication and hearing date for a budget plan. They'll also act on approving a sharing agreement with Coon Rapids Bayard. early retirement, a one-to-one technology upgrade, quotes for a school security project, a change in driver's ed, and a fiscal year 2017 budget reduction. The Audubon School Board will also receive an update and or discuss summer projects, Iowa testing data, and the superintendent evaluation process. Prior to concluding their meeting, that board will move into an exempt session for discussion of strategy with regard to negotiations with a collective bargaining unit. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, police in Creston report the arrest Sunday night of 27-year-old Justin Giles. The Creston man was taken into custody for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Giles was being held in the Union County Jail on a $300 bond and on two warrants from other counties. Authorities said also a resident of the 300 block of West Montgomery Street in Creston reported that sometime between last Thursday and Saturday, someone broke into his truck parked near his residence and stole a black 12-gauge shotgun with a shell catcher. The loss was estimated at $550. A traffic stop Saturday by a deputy of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office resulted in the arrest of two people on drug and child endangerment charges. Authorities say an SUV driven by 29-year-old Jessica Leach of Brattyville was pulled over for a registration violation on Interstate 29 northbound near Percival. During the investigation, Leach was found to have a suspended license. An inventory of the vehicle revealed a small amount of marijuana and just over 67 grams of methamphetamine. Deputies learned a large portion of the meth was discovered hidden in a bag with children's toys and clothing. Leach, as well as a passenger in the vehicle, 45-year-old Jerry Easley of Brattyville, were taken into custody. The pair were charged, arrested that is, with possession of controlled substance with the intent to deliver a Class B felony, a felony charge of failure to affix a drug tax stamp, and two aggravated misdemeanor charges of child endangerment. Leach was also cited for traffic violations. Both were being held in the Fremont County Jail on $109,000 bond. Two children in the vehicle, ages 6 and 7, were released to family members at the direction of the Iowa Department of Human Services. Fremont County deputies were assisted by the Fremont County K-9 unit. And a traffic stop Sunday morning north of Denison in Crawford County netted drugs and the arrest of two men. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office reports the department's K-9 Bayou conducted a perimeter search of the vehicle pulled over on Highway 59 and alerted to the odor of narcotics coming from the vehicle. As a result of the search, marijuana, methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia were found. 22-year-old Stormy Truckee of Mapleton was arrested for possession of meth, third or subsequent offense, possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $5,000. 37-year-old Chad Glady, also of Mapleton, was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $300. Sheriff Jim Steinkuhler reports that as of Sunday, the K-9 Bayou had assisted in making 130 arrests, the recovery of 28 pounds of narcotics, and the seizure of nearly $25,000 in cash. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.